telling me when he and mother met, and his cash was scarce and city rents were high. So he sneaked out in the country and leased a little place, with the understanding when he could, he'd buy. Well, the cottage was sumptuous, but he patched it here and there, and he painted, and he cleaned away the ground. And he traded off his boat to get some wood to fix the fence, and he planted flowers and vegetables around. And when he proposed to Ma, she said, "But how can we afford on what you earn?" He said, "I've got a cottage in the country, and it's near enough to town, so I can make it in the evening when the last train comes in from the city. There is a barn to keep, a pony, but at present I can't spare the cash to buy one, do you see? But, sweetheart, don't you understand, this place is for my best girl and me. I've got a cottage in the country, and it's near enough to town, so I can make it in the evening when the last train comes in from the city. There is a barn to keep a pony, but at present I can spare the cash to buy one, do you see? But, sweetheart, don't you understand, this place is for my best girl and me."
Well, the old folks prospered quickly, and the little cottage grew, until Mother thought she'd like it nearer town. But my dad would never sell it, and he often said to me, "When you find yourself a wife, my boy, go down. There's a garage for your motor. There's a harbor for your boat. For I bought the woodland lying round the loop. And old Lem has built a carriage driveway right through the trees from the state road up the hill right to the stoop. And I find my daddy did advise me well. For I've everything I want except the girl.
I've got a cottage in the country, and it's near enough to town, so I can make it in the evening when the last train comes. There is a boy to keep a pony, but at present I can't bear the cash to buy one, do you see?